Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. Here's your host, Dr. D. Richard Ferguson.
In today's passage, James talks about something he calls the face of beauty being destroyed. What are the faces of beauty in your life? The things about you that are attractive or impressive or that are above average in some way. James says there's a lot of value in realizing that whatever your faces of beauty are, they will soon be destroyed.
If you're a loser in some area of life, James' message for you this morning is prize your lowliness. Prize your lowliness. But what if you're not a loser? I mean, what if you're one of the ones that you've got the stuff that the world looks up to? What if you're the one with the Mustang? What if you're the one who's advancing in your career beyond people twice your age? And you're the boss, and you're smart, and you're an honor student. You're on top of your game. You're highly educated. You're successful. You're not proud about that, but just is where you are. What if you're one of those people? I mean, the tapenas, the lowly losers, have something to celebrate because their loserness can be their ticket to humility. But what about you? I had a guy ask me this one time. He says he wasn't proud or boastful. He's a spiritual man. But he said he was a nationally renowned scientist. He said, people look up to me. He was young. He was a good-looking guy. He had money. He had a great wife and kids. And he had it all, you know. And he's like, I don't want to be the guy that Scripture says is bad. What about me? What about the wealthy winners? Well, there's still hope for them, even for them. And you might be sitting there thinking, oh, I know, don't tell me. I know exactly what he's going to say. He's going to say, I give away all my money, then I can be a loser. Actually, you don't even have to give away your money. James has a way for you to access humility, and you can still keep all your stuff. Take a look at what he says. Now, at first, this argument sounds a little funny. Verse 10, he says, but the one who is rich should boast in his low position because he will pass away like a wildflower. Now, does that sound a little weird at first? I mean, do you follow that? He's saying, if you're on top of your game, you should celebrate. Why, James? Well, because you're going to die soon. Am I missing something here? James is saying, yeah, maybe you got the big house, and the great job and the cool car and all that, but look on the bright side. At least you're going to die. At least you got one foot in the grave and the other foot on a banana peel. You're almost in the grave. Maybe you do look like a supermodel right now, but don't worry. Very soon you'll be as ugly as a dead rotting flower. What kind of argument is this? Look again at verse 10. See that word translated low position? You should boast in his low position. You know what the Greek word is there? Tapenos. See, that's the same word in verse 9. If you're rich, if you're on top of your game, don't despair. You have some tapenos. You have some loserness. You say, where is it? It's in how temporary all your glorious things in your life are. All your wealth. So if you say, man, I got my act together, I'm rich, I'm successful, I'm beautiful, I've got all this, what loserness do I have? You are a loser in the sense that all that stuff is so temporary. That's your ticket to humility. If you have all the glorious things that this world prizes and looks up to and envies, that's okay. You still have one thing going for you. One thing that can still rescue you from the death trap of pride. And it's the fact that all your glory is very soon going bye-bye. Okay? So, if you're beautiful, you lost 20 pounds, you dyed your hair, you got a new haircut, you're just smoking hot. That's all right. Just realize, very soon, you're going to be like the lady I saw a bumper sticker a while back where her bumper sticker said, I'm still hot. Now it just comes in flashes. That's how it goes, you know? Some of the younger people, what is that? Well, you'll find out. Very soon, people aren't even, you're going to get to the point where people aren't even going to remember what you used to look like before you got old. You're really smart now. You're the smartest guy in the room. Not very long from now, your kids are going to be changing your diapers. And it's right around the corner. See, James wants to get your attention here. He's saying, you must get humility. It's so important. Oh, beloved, it's so important. It is of dire importance. And if you're a loser, it's relatively easy. You can get it. Celebrate that. But if you're rich, oh, it's harder. You can still get it, but only by focusing on the fact that all your glorious stuff is very, very temporary. But it's hard for winners to remember that. It is. I mean, to some degree, we're all winners here. Compared to the rest of the world, we're rich. And it's hard. It's hard for us to remember that that stuff isn't really that big a deal. And so James has to explain it to us. He didn't give any explanation for verse 9. He just said it and moved on. But verse 10, he gives this big, long explanation because James knows it's very, very rare that a winner ever gets this. And so he paints a picture. He said, let me paint a picture for you so you get this. Verse 11. The sun rises with scorching heat. It withers the plant. Its blossom falls and its beauty is destroyed. So, kind of a long description of a flower dying. I mean, he's got all these steps. He's got like four steps here, and it sounds like this big, lengthy, drawn-out process, but in reality, the whole thing happens in one day. In ancient Israel, those wildflowers, the grass would just kind of blossom in the morning, and then it went, by the end of the day, it was dried up and dead. It's just one day. And so he makes it sound like this big process, but then it happens really fast, and he says, in the same way, verse 11, the rich man will fade away. Even as he goes about his business. All that glorious stuff in your life that is really clicking, it's all going away. And it's going to go away before you're ready. Right when you're in the middle of something, you're going to be going about your business. You're not going to be ready for it to go away. You know, you don't usually hear people say, oh yeah, yeah, this is about the right age for my back to be going up. You know, we had a good run here. No, usually it's like, how could this be happening to me already? I'm a young kid. Look at verse 11 again. Look at the last step in the death of the flower. He says, for the sun rises, scorching heat, withers a plant, its flower falls, its beauty is destroyed. That last phrase there, its beauty is destroyed, literally its face of beauty is destroyed. And that face of beauty, that's the thing James is telling us. Don't make that your boast. Don't make that your boast. So, just ask yourself, what is the face of beauty in your life? What are the faces of beauty? Whatever glorious things in your life that are only temporary, that's your face of beauty. The temporary stuff in your life. It includes your money, your good looks, your muscles, your physique. Your education, your house, your car, your clothes, your accomplishments, your awards, your trophies, your reputation, your ethnic, cultural background, your heritage, your job, your career, your spouse, your kids. You know, you're not going to be married in heaven. That's not forever. Your skills, your abilities, your experiences, your influence, your fame, your importance in this world, even your spiritual good. Those are all faces of beauty. And if you take all that away, what's left? Let me just ask you. I just want you to picture yourself without any of that. All that stuff. Just strip it away. So there you are. No clothes on. No money. No ability. No family. No job. No skill. No education. None of any of that stuff. All those temporary glories that are just part of this life. And they're not really part of who you are or what you are. They're just given you temporarily by God. You strip all that away. What's left? Anything worth bragging about? Or just a lot of emptiness? And if you're thinking, come on, I worked hard for that stuff. I worked. Think about it. If that stuff were really in your power to possess, you would always possess it, right? You would never lose it. But guess what? We're all going to lose it. It's not in our power. Everything you have is a gift from God. What do you have that you weren't given? Nothing. None of it's the real you. It's all of it's just external adornment and decoration draped over the real you. You want to know the real you? You take all that away. All the things that we're so prone to put our confidence in. The stuff where you say, well, at least I got, or at least I'm, all that at least stuff, the stuff that you put your confidence in, you rest in, you say, yeah, I got these ducks in a row. They're all just a bunch of Burger King cardboard crowns. That's all they are. You take your kid to Burger King, get the crown, he thinks he's king. You look at him, you know, mom and dad look at him, he's not really a king. Right? He's the same kid. He's the exact same kid. There's nothing different about him. He's just got a piece of cardboard on his head, and it's going to be in the trash in a couple of hours. Mom and dad know that. God knows that about your glory. Your great career, your amazing career you got going, your good looks, all your money, just so much cardboard. It's just a cardboard. It doesn't make you special. It doesn't make you king. You're not really king. It's just cardboard.
When you imagined all those things you normally take pride in being stripped away and you look at what's left, how did that make you feel? Should that cause self-loathing? No. No, that's a wrong response. That's actually a prideful response. If we feel distress over the fact that we're really not anything great in ourselves, that feeling of distress, that's pride. It's my soul saying, I hate that truth, and I want to be something great in this world. The right response is not self-loathing, it's humility, which says, what I am doesn't even matter. God is what matters. And so the only kind of greatness I care about is greatness in His eyes, not in this world's lame, not this world's lame greatness with its cheesy paper crowns. Talk to God about that for a minute. Ask Him to show you how to spend the next 24 hours walking the path toward greatness in His eyes.
Thank you for listening. If you found today's episode edifying, why not share it with a friend? This season of the Food for Your Soul podcast features excerpts from our sermon series on the book of James. 50 expository sermons covering every verse. You can find those and hundreds of other sermons for free download on drichardferguson.com. And if you like listening on your phone, download our free Food for Your Soul mobile app. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.